out there, Maine Menu listeners. Reporting from New York, this is Steve Matsura with a discussion of something that's been cropping up lately on one of the lists I've been reading. It's a program called Ad Aware. Ad Aware will remove most of, if not all of, the advertisements that you get when you install freeware that is ad-based or ad-supported or ad-sponsored. The way ad-sponsored software works is, as part of the installation process, when you install a piece of software that is advertiser-sponsored, you get a little demon or robot program that opens a port onto the internet and, based on a questionnaire put to you at installation time, downloads and displays advertisements on your PC screen, most of which we as blind users don't even get to see. So the marketing behind this is a little bit flawed, or a little bit skewed, but be that as it may, what it does do is it clutters up your PC with a bunch of robots that run long after they're ever needed, long after the servers for the silly things have gone away, and sometimes long after you tell them to stop. Now, AdAware is based on a concept by Steve Gibson from Gibson Research Corporation, which you may have heard of or may even be using. It's a product called Opt-Out. Opt-Out was designed to rid your machine of one particularly noisome brand of AdAware bot named Aureate, A-U-R-E-A-T-E. Opt-Out was designed specifically to get rid of this one, but there are others, as we will see. The current version of AdAware is version 5.5, and you can obtain it from http://www.lavasoft.de/free.html. I'll give you that again, and also give it to you at the end. http://www.lavasoft.de. Lavasoft is spelled L-A-V-A-S-O-F-T, or Lima Alpha Victor Alpha Sierra Oscar Foxtrot Tango dot Delta Echo /free, F-R-E-E, dot H-T-M-L. There are two versions of AdAware. The current release is 5.5 B Baker, and the two versions are the free one and the pay one. The only difference between them is that with the pay one, it will automatically go to its website and query for new and updated advertiser robot signatures, very much in the way that virus protection software goes to a place on the internet and scans or queries for updated virus signatures to add to your database. Now, if you every couple of months go to the Lavasoft website and download a new copy of AdAware, you'll get the latest and greatest set of ad bot signatures anyway, so there is no compelling reason to purchase it. However, if you want to be a good guy and support their efforts, that's fine too. Get your Deutschmarks together and I'm sure they'll take them from you. But there's really no need to do that, unless you really want to. As I said, the current version is version 5.5B Baker, B for boy, and you can get it at the above address. Now let's take a look at AdAware, at AAW, which is the name of the executable, AdAware 5.5. I've got it already installed on my PC, and with JAWS and Elephants running, I've got it open and ready to go, so with a little bit of time-lapse audiography, we'll hop on over and have a look. What you have in front of you is a start button, and then you have a list of things that you can scan. They include memory. You can scan all your disk drives or individual disk drives, and that's basically it. Because that's where these little buggers hide. They hide in memory, they're installed at system start time, and there are also files on your disk. So the very first thing you'll want to do is you'll want to make sure that you scan at least memory to find out if you're running any of these things. If you're not running any of them, you may not wish to proceed. However, if you are, that's the next step is up to you. And there's all kinds of places along the way where this can be accomplished. Now, if I press the tab key from here,
tab, my computer,
I'm placed in a list view of all the possible things that I can scan, and the graphics next to them will indicate whether I have the item checked or not checked. Graphic 322 will indicate that the item will be scanned, and graphic 463 will indicate that it is not checked. Right now, I've got memory checked, and of all my disk drives, of which there are several, which you'll hear, I only have drive C checked. That will certainly decrease the scan time and the demonstration time, but if you tend to put software on other drives on your computer other than drive C, you may want to check other drives to have it scan those drives as well. Now, there are two types of scans for the drives. There is a deep scan and a quick scan. The quick scan looks for files of known names only. The deep scan actually opens the files, looks inside them, and figures out whether there's programming in there that actually goes out and does this ad gathering. So let's go down the list.
Graphic 482, graphic 186, graphic 421, my computer.
Okay, that's just the title line, so you will hear either graphic 463 or 322 there.
Scan memory. Graphic 463, graphic 628, scan memory.
I have scan memory turned off. For the purposes of this demonstration, if I were to scan memory, well, I don't know what would happen. Let's find out. To check this, all I have to do is press the space bar.
Space.
And?
Graphic 322, graphic 628, scan memory.
You'll notice that the 322 graphic came on. Let's go down the list.
Scan registry. Graphic 186, graphic 322, graphic 41, scan registry.
What the AdAware will do will tell you of any keys in your registry which point to things that are suspicious. For example, programs that are using this ad-based technology, or files that have elements in the registry that may actually be doing the advertising gathering for you.
Quick scan. Graphic 602, graphic 322, graphic 41, quick scan. Deep scan. Graphic 602, graphic 172, graphic 322, graphic 41, deep scan. Scan drives. Graphic 227, graphic 186, graphic 508, scan drives.
Okay, now that's just the title line, and under that are going to appear all my drives. I've only got drive C checked.
A removable. Graphic 463, graphic 201, a removable. Graphic 322, graphic 508, C fixed. Graphic 463, graphic 508, D fixed. Graphic 463, graphic 508, E fixed. F graphic 463, graphic 508, F fixed. Graphic 463, graphic 508, G fixed. Graphic 463, graphic 201, H removable. A. Graphic 463, graphic 201, T removable. Graphic 172, graphic 463, graphic 508, V fixed.
Now, you'll notice that the only things that showed up were fixed drives and two drives way on the end there that were removable. Drive H happens to be a jazz drive. My CD-ROM, which is drive I, and my DVD-ROM, which is drive J, did not appear on the list. However, my Echo Catalog, which is my backup software, the virtual drive for the tape drive, which is drive T, and the virtual drive for the Echo Catalog itself, which is drive V, both showed up. Now, if I put a tape in my tape drive, I could actually have this program scan my tape drive and find out if I've got any advertising bots on my tape, on my backup tapes. Pretty cool. I can also have it scan through my Echo Catalog drive, but that's pretty useless because that's just an index. So for now, I've got checked what you heard, which is only drive C, I've got the memory scan checked, and I've got the quick scan checked. Now is where it gets complicated. Now you have to turn on your mouse cursor, because to do anything else in the program, everything else in here are hotspots on the screen. They are not even custom controls, they're just places you have to position your mouse and click. And the only way, I'm going to tell you, I ain't that smart, the only way I was able to figure this out is by brute force, trial and error. If you have sight of assistance, of course, it's probably going to help you a great deal, but for my part, I just hacked around until I clicked something, and it did something. So with that in mind,
Jaws cursor.
We'll go to the top of the screen.
Home. Sections to scan. Graphic 482, graphic 186, graphic 421, my computer. Graphic 322, graphic 628, AdAware 5.0, graphic 513. Release 5.5D, build 2.822, scan memory. Graphic 186, graphic 322, graphic 41, scan registry. Graphic 602, graphic 322, graphic 41, quick scan. Scan now.
Now, where it says scan now, that is actually a button.
Home, now. Scan.
Scan now is located. Let's see if I can do this one-handed.
Jaws cursor active, 350, 220.
So 350 on a 800 by 600 screen is about halfway over, and 220 on an 800 by 600 screen is about a third of the way down. So it's about halfway across the screen, a little bit less, and a little bit more than a third of the way down is the scan now button, which I'm now going to click.
Left mouse button.
And off it goes. What I've done now is I've turned on Say All with the Jaws Insert S command and rotated it over to All. It was on highlighted before. And I'm going to let you hear a little bit of what it sounds like while the registry, memory, and disk drives are scanned. Now, this could take a long time, and in actuality, it ran about 8 minutes. But once again, through the miracle of time-lapse audiography, we're going to compress it down to about 30 seconds, just to give you a brief view of what it sounds like.
Performing scan dot dot dot, scanning in progress dot dot dot, current operation, deep scanning registry dot dot dot, left brace 43A F 463 42 22 11 D2 B 641 00609 7 D F 5 B D 4, right brace, summary 1, identified processes 23, running processes 6, identified registry keys 7, components found 0, identified folders 0, components ignored 0, identified files 7, new components, press abort to stop, abort, start, left brace E8C2E18 COS 011 D2 B3 FC00 C04 F6 EA46, a right brace, start, getting disk info drive C dot dot dot, left brace AC54 FB61 7 D59 49 9 BA7 CC36 E084 D547 E, right brace.
It took about 8 minutes, as I said, and of course I didn't leave the speech running that time, or I might still be there. But I'm going to describe to you the data window on the right-hand side of the screen. Remember, on the left-hand side were all the drives and things that you could scan and check for. On the right side of the screen is the status window. It's another custom window type whose control ID changes depending on what it's doing. I thought that was rather noisome. However, the name of the data window does remain the same, and you can get that with the Insert F1 from JAWS, and maybe design a frame around it. I haven't done any frame definition for this program, mostly because I figured it was a one-shot program, and the amount of time it would take me to perfect frames and other such things really wouldn't be worth the effort, because I didn't really plan on using the program more than once or twice. Of course, you never know where I might get my next piece of adware or spyware or botware, so maybe I was a little bit foresighted in this area. However, for purposes of this demonstration, I did not develop anything custom to make this program run. I merely located the begin scan button, clicked it, and off we went. In the window on the right side of the screen comes all kinds of nifty information. It tells you what registry keys it's scanning, what physical disk file it's scanning, and all that sort of good stuff. At the end, there is a message that says done, and on the bottom of the screen, there is some summary information about what it found. And that summary information sounds like this. So now, with a little bit of interference from what's on the left side of the screen, I have my cursor positioned in this window on the right side of the screen. And starting at the top, let's read down and find out what it tells us.
Current operation. Graphic 227, graphic 186, graphic 508 scan drives. Graphic 463, graphic 201 are removable done.
Okay, it said done.
Done.
There we go. Now that means that the whole process has completed. Now let's read down the rest of the window. Just ignore the stuff that's on the left. Ignore the bit about the drives.
Graphic 322, graphic 508 defixed. Graphic 463, 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 graphic 508 defixed. Graphic 566, see various handles, Messiah, a soulful celebration, 1992.
That happens to be the very last file that it scanned on the system.
Graphic 463, graphic 201H removable. Graphic 463, graphic 201T removable summary.
Now here comes the summary of what it found.
Graphic 172, graphic 463, graphic 508V fixed, 1 identified processes, 23 running processes.
Okay, it found one identified process and 23 running processes. Let's read that again.
Graph V, left pair 1. One identified process is 23 running processes.
Now, an identified process is... Well, I'm not sure. I'll be honest with you. I haven't gone through the manual with a fine-tooth comb, so I'm not sure what the difference between a running process and an identified process is.
6 identified registry keys, 45 components found.
Okay, that was pretty clear. 6 registry keys and 45 components.
4 identified folders, 0 components ignored. 34 identified files, 45 new components. Done, show log, continue.
Alright, and at the bottom of the summary, you got 3 buttons. You got a done button if you don't want to see any more. You got a show log button where it'll show you all kinds of details about what it scanned and what it found and all that sort of thing. And you have a continue button. I'm going to click the continue button. Because I want some action here.
Continue. Left mouse button.
Now let's take a look at the resulting screen.
Home. Detected spyware components ... Sections to scan. Graphed section. Detected spyware components ... Graphic 482, graphic 186, graphic 421, my computer. Type header bar system, header bar details, header bar scroll up symbol.
And now here is a list of what it found.
Graphic 322, graphic 628, scan memory. Graphic 322, D-Oriate, C-Windows system at home, D-Oriate, D-Delta, blank, Oriate.
Now there's that word, Oriate. Now I believe if I click in this box...
Left mouse button, D-Oriate, PC cursor.
Yeah, if I click in that box, I can now use standard Windows navigation keys to go up and down and read... in this window, what it has found.
Graphic 894, D-Oriate, C-Windows system at cache. D, comet, cur, ... C-Windows temper setup, comet, D-Oriate, C-Windows system at cache. D-Oriate, C-Windows system at cache. D-Oriate, C-Windows system at cache. D, comet, cur, ... C-Windows temper setup, comet, D, F, cider, C-Windows system, CD, clint, .dll, D, F, cider, C-Windows system, CD, load, .x, D, F cider C Windows system CDSWF.dll D-Oriate C Windows system at cache.
Now, you've heard a couple of things I'm sure you've heard before. You've heard it say Oriate a number of times, and you've also heard something that sounds like cider, but it's really C-Y-D-O-O-R, Cydor, or Cydor possibly. That is the add component that you get when you install the shareware version of MP3 Tag Studio, which is how I got started on this adware business to begin with, because after I registered MP3 Tag Studio, which was reviewed in the main menu back in January, if you're interested, I decided that I wanted to remove all the adware from my computer, and this is how I've done it, for at least I thought I had. So let's go down here and see what else we have.
F, comet, cur, dot, 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 C, Windows, temper, set up, comet, comet, dot, DLL, D, Oriate, C, Windows, system, add, cache.
Hey, there's that damn Oriate again. And the thing that says comet, cur, dot, 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 that's an abbreviated name for a package I installed once called Comet Cursor, which is a little thing you can add onto your Internet Explorer that, it gives it all sorts of functionality for people who can see, and it makes the cursor change to interesting shapes and interesting colors and whatnot, depending on where you are on a website or depending on what you're pointing to. The idea is, with Comet Cursor, you can find things on websites, and depending on how you click on them or what they are, Comet Cursor will interpret those things and do various things for you. For example, you can click on a word and Comet Cursor will take you to a dictionary. You can click on a dollar price of something and Comet Cursor will analyze the rest of the screen and figure out what that dollar price is for and go search the internet for you and see if you can find a cheaper price. It's a very tricky little piece of shareware. But it does have this annoying Oriate business in it. So we're going to let you hear a couple more of these.
F, comet, cur, dot, 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 C, Windows, temper, set up, comet, comet, look, dot, class. F, comet, cur, dot, 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 C, Windows, temper, set up, comet, end. Double click, C, Windows, cookies, Steve Matsura, at double click, 2.txt.
Ah, a cookie.
Flyswat, C, Windows, cookies, Steve Matsura, at flycast, 1.txt. C, Windows, cookies, Steve Matsura at flycast2.txt.
So it recognizes that there are these, that cookies can contain spyware and adware as well. Isn't that interesting? Let's move along now. I've clicked in the data window in the list view that we were listening to a minute ago, and I've selected all the items in that view with Control A. I verified that all the items were selected by turning on my JAWS cursor and checking the font highlighting status of all the items, and they all went from not saying highlighted to highlighted, which means they're selected. At the bottom of the screen, there are the three buttons as before, cancel, backup, and continue, or actually it's done, backup, and continue. I press the continue button, and I get a message, a dialog, asking me, do I want to delete the selected items? I press OK, and supposedly they are deleted. Now, the only way I'm going to be able to prove that they're deleted is if I reboot the computer and rerun AddAware, which is what you should do after you run AddAware. You should definitely make note of the summary information you get and rerun AddAware after a reboot. Okay, I have rebooted, and I did rerun AddAware, and in the interest of saving time, I was able to clean up my system very nicely. I've deleted all except the double-click cookie. There was a flycast cookie and a double-click cookie in there. There is some information in the manual about how to handle the double-click cookie. Double-click, of course, is an online store that I don't even think exists anymore. I think DoubleClick was bought out by somebody. The manual for AddAware claims that if you go to the DoubleClick site, you can pick up an opt-out type program specifically for the DoubleClick cookie, which will mark it so that AddAware only places a warning about it in the log, but doesn't attempt to delete it. Why it does that, I don't know. The manual is written, it looks like it was run through a bad translator, if you really want to know. This is the one gripe I have with a lot of foreign-written shareware. Okay, it's shareware, and it's great that that there are guys out there developing these utilities, but man, take a tech writer to lunch, and maybe he'll write you a nice English manual. That's my general advice to foreign shareware authors. is find an English tech writer, take him to lunch, and ask him to write your manual, because some of these translations are pretty bad, which I'm sure you've run into. Anyhow, that, in a nutshell, is AdAware. I hope you use it. I hope it works for you. The only thing that the manual didn't tell me, which I have not been able to find anyway, maybe it does tell you, but I can't find it, is what those D's and F's on the list of known spyware and spy bots and things on your system is before you delete them. If anybody would like to be able to figure that one out and tell me, and to tell the rest of us on Main Menu, that would be great. If you have any questions about anything that you've heard up to this point, feel free to drop me an email. You can get in touch with me at stevem@acbradio.org. Reporting for Main Menu, I'm Steve Metzler.